Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this hump day Wednesday, getting you ready for the day. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, you know what? I met Murph yesterday.
Murph?
Listener, caller, Murph. I met him yesterday, man. Cool dude. Real cool dude.
Ooh, that means he didn't buy you a shot of bullet.
Yeah, that's exactly what that means. I met him at DeSantis. Robbie and I stopped there for lunch. And cool guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think there may have been his son that he was with. I don't know.
But he in Perry Hall, right? Is he from Perry Hall?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember where he calls from.
Look, I remember the man's name. He asked me the name and location. What's wrong with you, Jeremy? Yes, you. Perry Hall.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes.
What people don't know is that Joe just whispered that in all our ears. Yes, Perry Hall. Rob's going to go, yeah, Perry Hall, like I told you.
I don't know who these white dudes that were on TV.
What are you talking about? That's Impractical Jokers.
What?
Impractical Jokers.
Well, that's that show?
Yeah.
Where? It was on, but thank God Joe turned it off.
That's a great show, man.
It is. My favorite one is the one where they go to a buffet and they have to take food off of other people's plates and then weigh it to see whose plate is the heaviest. It is the most uncomfortable thing watching someone take, you know, a little hors d'oeuvre or like a piece of chicken or a side, scooping their mashed potatoes.
See, what I need you to do now is explain to me how that's funny.
Because it's about reactions. You have to do it. So like these people are like, the hell is going on? It makes you uncomfortable, and it's so funny. The one guy starts like scatting, dap dap doop dap bap bap bap, and then
they
make
do some things that are so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
they're hilarious.
Like they'll go to a woman's like a meeting for feminism or whatever, a gathering, and then he'll be the guest speaker, and he'll be, you know, misogynistic.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I've heard of it. I just never watched it. When you said Impractical Jokers, oh, that's that.
But okay. You know what they did though? They did the same thing that Ali G and like Borat and Sacha Baron Cohen, the same guy. You create these characters and it's based upon surprise and nobody knowing who you are. And then you get so big, now everybody knows who you are. So it's hard to pull your
pranks.
They've
been on for like, 15 years?
Yeah. They've been on for a while. I mean, they started doing, like even the stuff at the grocery store where they would take a balloon on a clothespin and you'd have to pin as many to a person walking around before they notice them. So it's like, It sounds corny, but when you're watching it, it's funny. Especially, by the way, if you're in your spaceship, it's very hilarious.
Well, I would say this. You said they're so big and popular. If they showed up and pranked me, I wouldn't know who they were.
Yeah, but I still think
I'm sure that a lot of people like me. They've heard of the show, but...
Well, I think they're having problems now because more and more... Their faces have been all over the place. You're talking about 15 years of being on TV. Yes, there are people that don't know who they are, but how do they know how to find those guys, like when you're out in public?
Yeah, because if they stood here right now, I wouldn't know them. I heard of the show, though. I have heard of the show.
They were all, like, childhood friends and stand-up comedians. They did some, like, stand-up comedy, but more of, like, storytelling than punchline. Some of them did a bit more comedy, but they travel.
Did you watch that Duke-Texas game last night?
Yeah.
It's a good basketball game, man. Really good. It was sloppy. I'll say this. But both teams were equally as sloppy. You knew it's the beginning of the basketball season sloppy.
Yeah, it's very happy to see sloppy when you have the under. But, yeah, like, look, Duke is always going to look good. Always. There's some talent there. And by the way, for people who don't know, looking at Carlos Boozer's kids going there.
Cam Boozer.
Yeah.
Horrible first half, but he showed out in the second, didn't he?
He can play, man.
He can ball.
I just hope he doesn't get that goofy ass. Was it Beijing, like his dad?
Well, he might eventually.
Painted on his damn face.
He might eventually, man. The guy had a good game. Why you got to go to that? He had 15 points. And what 13 rebounds. You got to talk about his future hairline.
I mean, but he did the face and the head. At one point, you're like, you got shoe polish on your head. What are you doing?
You know what was really cold?
What?
it's obvious that Caden Boozer got there on the cancel. Coattail.
Well, I mean,
hey, I'm Cam Boozer. I'm the other Boozer.
Yeah. That's not fair. I mean, but one's clearly better than the other.
Okay. All right. It's not fair. All right.
Remember Emerson Boozer? No.
It's not fair. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that that's clear the air, tell me I'm wrong.
What were you saying, Ed?
What?
Well, you said something. I didn't drop this.
He didn't. He couldn't tell me I was wrong.
It's a terrible way to start a conversation. Are you listening to me?
I said, remember Emerson Boozer.
Yeah.
Who is that?
He's a running back for the Jets.
Speaking of which, remember the last time the Jets had all those draft picks?
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
They had great picks.
they won draft day.
Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner.
They won draft weekend.
Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner.
They haven't won since then.
No.
That's why everybody's like, look at all those draft picks they had. I said, we're 5 years removed from the last time they did this.
By the way, in my mind, they won all those trades.
They did, Jeremy. But what are you
What are they going to do with them?
I know. It's like when Cleveland trades and say, hey, we got 3 first-round picks for that pick. But
Trent Richardson, the old quarterback from Oklahoma State. What was his name?
Oh, Brandon Whedon.
Whedon. And who else did they get out of that?
It was a cornerback, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I can't remember his name. Anyway, it did nothing for them. Mm. Well, you had 3 first-round picks and it does nothing for you?
Well, they have a chance to load up the next 2 years, but if they don't wind up with the worst record in football,
with Jets?
I bet they're taking 2 or 3 of those picks and going to get one of these quarterbacks. And here we go, Ed. Back in the Matrix, buddy.
Yeah.
What is it? I'm a Jets fan? Oh, I'm disappointed.
That kid on the video was hilarious.
There was a kid on social media that said, man, if they trade Sauce Gardner, I ain't a fan of the Jets no more. As soon as they trade him, his fandom, Colts and Suns. just deletes it on his head. I told y'all. Yeah,
don't so you're basically player. Saying the Jets are going to draft the quarterback to develop him for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mendoza, I hope you like position. New York. Well, you know, the other thing about this, too, is like Rob and I were talking about the trade and how do you like it. Like, it looks like anytime you make a trade, it's all about right now. And I think that's what the fans love. Nobody wants to hear about trading for future stuff unless you're totally out of it. Yeah. They like adding the player.
Right.
The Colts gave up way too much for a guy that already has that type of money. You're going to have to restructure it. And you're giving up 2 first-round picks, mm-hmm. which is 10 years of talent if you draft well. I mean, Ed, it's 10 years of players that they pick up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
In 2027, they'll have their draft pick, the Cowboys' draft pick, and the Colts' draft pick in the first round, 2027. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
That's why, I mean, you get this type of draft capital, you can pretty much get whatever you want if you find the right trade partner.
Yeah. You know how your team, you know how you know your team sucks? When you cheer draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's the vicious cycle of a Jets fan. You trade for draft picks, then you boo said draft pick when they pick them. That's the NFL draft. It doesn't matter. The Jets select Jesus Christ. Oh, this guy, what are you, like, can he walk on water or something? Yes, actually, he can. Oh. You know, like, they boo everyone. It doesn't matter who it is.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I have so many inboxes that I don't respond to, that says, in different variations, how embarrassed or how ashamed the Baltimore Ravens and Eric DaCosta should be of themselves.
Why?
Because they didn't do anything.
Well, they traded for a pass rusher. You may not like the guy that they traded for. They also have a lot of, it's like the weird thing is seeing all that free cap space, because remember, they cleared a bunch of that up, and my thought process is that they're going to go after some guys that asked for their release. And don't forget, because they started off so bad, you're up higher in the waiver wire priority if guys do get cut.
Listen, I would have liked for them to have gotten something, but there's no way in the world I'm thinking they should have been ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not going that far.
Did you want to give up 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner? You probably did, and that's why most people are glad you aren't running the football team. It's like the same people talking about Elias.
I don't want to give up 2 first-round draft picks for anybody, Jeremy. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody on somebody else's team right now that I would give up 2 first-round draft picks for. I don't think so. Seriously. Right now, who would I give up 2 first-round draft picks for?
Lamar Jackson.
I said on somebody else's team.
Miles Garrett would be one I would do it for.
Yeah.
But again, there's what is there, three or four guys? And those guys aren't getting traded. There's probably three or four guys in the league that aren't quarterbacks that you might do that for. Mm-hmm. And then, this ain't it.
World is stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, the trade deadline passes without the Ravens making another move. We want to hear from you. We gave you our opinion. Did they miss an opportunity to get better? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Did the Ravens get better yesterday? No, I don't think they got better yesterday. I don't think they got any worse. But my question to you is, in the AFC, who got better? You think the Colts got better?
I mean, for this year, yes.
You think the Chiefs got better?
Mm.
They didn't do anything.
No, they didn't want to.
But the Bills do.
They almost got Breece Hall, but they didn't want to. They wanted to give up a third. What was it? A fourth and not a third.
What the Bills do?
I don't think they did anything, really.
Did anybody in our division do anything?
Traded pieces away.
Okay.
Cincinnati and Cleveland, right?
Who else in front of it? What did the Chargers do?
They added a left tackle.
Okay. They had to because Alt is down there,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, they have all their tackles. I mean, their whole line's just decimated.
Right. So who else? What do the Broncos do?
Nothing major.
No. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying I'm happy with being behind those teams. I'm not. But at the same time, and you and I talked about this yesterday, Ed. I think we said this off air. I'd rather know that I have a chance for the next 5 years than to put all my chips in the middle of the table for this year. I don't want to do that.
I never want to do that.
I'd like to see him do it every once in a while, if I'm being honest.
Really?
I mean, because I think there's a time and place for it. And I love what Howie Roseman said yesterday, like, for the Eagles. Because, and I love DaCosta. I don't think there's anything wrong with keeping the draft picks. But I do think there are times where it's like, this is the guy that puts us over the top, so let's take that chance. And he basically said, if you're not willing to risk it, you know, you're not willing to take that chance, you're never going to find exactly what you're looking for. Everything has to work out just right. You know?
And I agree with you, but there's another saying as well. The risk has to be worth the reward. Does the DaCosta feel like the pieces that were out there were worth the reward, worth the risk, rather? I don't know.
Well, I don't know that I'd have given up what they gave up for Quinnen Williams and what they gave up for Sauce Gardner. Those are the two biggest trades, right, for what the returns were.
Cowboys had Logan Wilson, too.
Good player, but like he wasn't even
the guy on his own team.
Yeah, he wasn't even getting the reps
job.
There. Yeah. Well, I remember you said yesterday, he's like, that's the big move they're making?
Yeah.
Once they got that, and everybody's like, hold on, Jerry, you're talking. I think they just bit the bullet and decided to get him. But they still got to find somebody that can cover on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Unless those guys up front are going to get there.
Let's go to Baltimore, get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, let me cut real quick. Just give me like 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds. Look real quick, right? I'm sick of these Ravens fans. Every year is the same thing. Trade deadline, free agency. Oh, EDC should get this person, this and that. Last year, who did he go out and get? I don't know. I can't remember, but we know how these fans is. Y'all quick to praise EDC. Let me ask y'all a question real quick, Jeremy, Rob, and Ed, and Joe. Let's be honest. Why did Raven, not y'all, but why did Raven fans really want Jair Alexander on the Ravens?
Because he needed cornerback help, and he was very cheap. They took a flyer on him.
And they knew the name.
You're wrong, Ed. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because he went to Louisville. That's the only reason why Raven
fans wanted him. You mean because
he went to Louisville to play with Lamar?
No. I was pretty excited about it. Yeah. He was a good cornerback and needed corner depth, and he was very, very cheap.
We even said adding him, if they don't get anything from him, they didn't risk anything. Yeah.
I was lukewarm about him. Yeah. I didn't think it was a bad move, but I was so...
You wanted Ramsey.
Exactly. I was so pumped up for Ramsey that I felt a little let down that he got Jair.
Okay,
yeah,
but basically what I'm trying to say is, Ravens fans, they get so hyped. Oh, yeah, this is going to be like the Louisville days. Look, it ain't happened. Let's be like, I just don't get this thing. I see tweets talking about Ozzy was better. Like, I ain't even trying like this, my man Ozzy, but let's be real. Name a player that Ozzy ever traded for in season.
Never. I don't, never.
Hold on. Let me finish. Cause let's talk about the draft. Because I remember when Ozzy drafted about four wide receivers in a draft class, and none of them made the team. But all y'all do is sit up here and want, EDC this, EDC that.
Was that the Tandon Doss class, Trippy?
Huh?
Was that the Tandon Doss class?
You know what? No, I think it was probably later than that. I remember, they drafted that white boy from Kentucky. I think he played like, I forgot. But basically what I'm saying is, man, speaking of wide receivers, hello? Can somebody name a nice wide receiver that Ozzy drafted? Like, come on, man. And I'm going to keep saying this, right? I feel like EDC want his own head coach. Like, Steve, if you listening right now, can you please get a new head coach? I want to see what EDC can do with another head coach, because this head coach is a joke, and all Ravens fans do is keep crying. Maybe that's why we bought two other safeties in, because we've been wanting to put Kyle Hamilton in a box, but how could we put him in the box when we don't have another safety back there? Everybody was praising, we got all these undrafted players. Look, number 30.
Hey, Trippy, we got to run, man. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Wally in Baltimore. What's up, Wally?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
I get what you're saying. If we have cap space, I think we should be going all in. Because if we don't have but so many years left with this squad that we have, Derrick Henry, Lamar is getting to his point where, you know, quarterbacks, they get a good run, but they're not winning. Along with, I understand why Indianapolis did what they did. You know, they looking at, they got a quarterback, running back, decent receivers. They need to solidify their secondary, so they went in and figured if they got to go down the AFC road and face some of the quarterbacks that they got to have, they're gonna need a secondary.
I tell you what, it's nice when someone does something like what the Rams did and you give up all your draft picks and you win the Super Bowl. But more times than not, we see teams
don't
get rid of draft picks to try to help for now. And then all of a sudden, the year comes up and it's like, man, we need a pass rusher. Oh, we'd be picking there? Or if your season goes to crap and now you're giving up top 5 picks, top 10 picks, whatever it may be. The sad part about this is that picks are so valuable in the NFL, and people don't realize it.
Especially, I think they're more valuable in the NFL than any other league.
I do too. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, it's lottery or nothing. I'm not telling you you don't get good players after that.
But you don't get great players. Yeah. How many players that come after the lottery in the NBA come in and make an instant splash?
I mean, there's been
not often.
I can name a couple over the past few years.
A couple, but the front end guys are the ones that come in right away.
The ones that are going to put you over the top, right?
In the NFL, you have guys drafted in the 3rd and 4th round to come in right away and help you out.
And I don't need people like, trust me, there are players that you've picked up that have helped teams out. Donovan Mitchell I think he was 16th, and he came in like gangbusters and was just fantastic in his rookie year. Nobody saw that, by the way, Louisville. Nobody saw that at all.
Let's go to Larry on East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I said they did the right thing, hollering by the Ravens. They know if they got 5 losses, if they have about 1 or 2, I'm like, what the? Yeah. Indianapolis is stupid. Gave him 2 drafts for it. You need a quarterback. Daniel Jones is a bum. So you know what happened? They're not going to win. You know what happened to Cinderella at midnight?
Her clothes come off.
My fault.
Okay. All right. Daniel Jones going to turn into what he is. Nothing. What happened to him Sunday up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You said what?
He didn't look good in Pittsburgh, Daniel Jones.
No.
He ain't going to look good. No, his coach ain't going nowhere.
Well, he looked good in every other game, though. I mean, I don't think Daniel Jones is great by any stretch. But to think that he can't turn it around like Sam Darnold did in Minnesota, does that mean they end up winning the Super Bowl? No. But, like, give credit where credit's due. He looks good this year.
Larry's the most matter-of-fact caller we have, though. Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, bros.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Everybody say, Yoki won't say I talk too fast. I'm just hyper, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them they listen too slow.
Yeah. Listen, everybody got to just chill out. Like, Tripp and them got to chill out. We got to fire Harbaugh. Listen, name a team or another city that would love to have Harbaugh. Okay, he's not making all the, oh my God, he's this removes all that stuff, but listen, we'll be okay. The draft pick we got now, he'll put it over the hump. I still have the Ravens going to the NFC Championship game, and I'm thinking they're going to go to Super Bowl. Colts and them, all right, they're all good teams, but they're overrated for me. Even Pittsburgh, they won because Colts had to fumble the ball 7 times. New England, they suck. All right, and then you got Kansas City. They ain't all that either. We'll be okay. And Buffalo, they are soft. We'll be okay. Our corners are playing better. Our defense is giving only 17, 13 points a game, that 3 games. I mean, Van Noy, with that guy that we got right now, he'll get there. He'll be up the middle. So Van Noy have more sacks, and Green will explode. We'll be okay. If I got chill out, relax, and talk slower, it's all.
Don't talk slow, man. You make me feel at home.
So to like a lot of people's points about the moves that were made, and we didn't know this when it first came down, but the trade they made for the pass rusher out of Tennessee, it has escalators in it depending on his performance, which I thought that was kind of interesting because if he gets 2 sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs, it goes up to a 4th round pick.
Elevators are quicker, though.
Escalators.
Elevators.
That's how it gets escalated. You don't elevate it. You escalate it.
World of Stupid at 6:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn's going to tell you why he does not like what the Jets did at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't like what the Colts did, rather, I should say. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever – I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
That's real.
That was real, man.
That was real. That was not scripted. That
I
was
hate
not,
my dad for making me like this damn team.
That was
team.
Real.
Now,
I can't even blame my father. He's a Giants fan.
let me ask you this, Ed. Are you upset with the Jets for drafting well several years ago and getting nothing out of these guys and trading them? Or are you happy the fact that, you know, they realize they're going nowhere and they at least got some capital for them?
Both. I'm upset.
Okay,
because,
fair enough.
Seriously, because when I thought that was an amazing draft they had. I mean, I was shocked.
You're right.
I was stunned.
But you're right.
Yeah. That they did that well. I mean, look at the people they got. Like, Sauce Gardner was like touted nationally. Breece Hall was a premier running back. Garrett Wilson, all these guys. Quinn Williams, they've got.
Breece Hall, Iowa State, right?
Cool.
Iowa State?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, wow, look at what they did. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Injuries happened. Sauce Gardner was a little underperforming. Breece Hall got hurt. But now that they're clearly going, they're going to Jetsville. They're going nowhere. And like, you got to make bold moves. Look, the world wasn't changed by reasonable men. You got to be unreasonable and take risks to succeed in life. You just do. So, you can't you have people call the show like, yeah, let's go. Let's unload Cooper Rush and, we'll get, yeah.
Everybody's on hold waiting for you to offer that.
Yeah,
trade.
We're going
to
get,
You want to give me draft picked for Sauce Gardner? Wait a minute. I'm trying to wait and see if the Ravens are going to call and offer me Cooper Rush.
Now, my question to the person that asked that is, now tell me, would you accept it if you were on the other side of it?
Yeah, always.
Well, what do you mean? Yeah, because, if I need, 5 players that aren't any good and you want to give up your best player for that, yeah, then it's a perfect trade.
Yeah.
It's like being in fantasy leagues. I love when guys would send you a trade and tell you why it's good for you. Ah, I didn't realize you were in it to help me out.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, it's very magnanimous.
this would be very good for you.
Good for you.
So, Jeremy, you think the Colts failed this?
Yes. Here, let me try to read what Ken McCusick wrote on this, because I thought it was, it kind of just tells you everything you need to know. He said, it's positively an absurd amount to trade for Sauce Gardner. Great player, but Indy just gave up the future of the franchise for the right to make him the highest paid cornerback in the game, probably by a wide margin. And he's correct, because now you're trading for it, making the move to figure it out. You are going to have to extend him at some point. I understand he just signed an extension, but to make the money work, you're going to have to extend him, and then that means so you not only traded for a guy and gave up draft capital, but now you're paying him, and it feels like you gave up way too much for a guy that's not playing like a guy that should be traded for two
yes.
first-round picks.
Yeah.
He's good, don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's going to make Indy better this year. Does he make them better for the long haul, or are they looking? Because like the one thing that people don't realize with the Ravens and talking about draft capital is you're going to have a lot of holes to fill next year.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of things to figure out and who you're going to pay. And
you don't have a tight end on the payroll for next year.
No. Who's your center going to be?
Yeah.
Are you looking for pass rushers? Are you cutting Marlon Humphrey? Is he coming back? Like, what are you doing? What happens with Matabike? What if this isn't just a one-year thing?
Yeah. So if you trade draft capital, then it may force you to re-sign one of these guys, one or two of these guys at their price, and you don't want to do that.
And you want cheap talent. Yeah. And then, and by the way, you can say what you want. We can go back year after year if you want. The Ravens hit in the draft more so than most teams in this league. Yeah, we can go back and point at some second-round picks and go, I didn't like that one. But year after year, tell me the last time they've missed on a first-round pick here. I mean, you could sit here and point at Hayden Hurst, but they traded him. That's the same year they got Lamar. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could point at Owe and say, that dog didn't hunt.
Sergio Kendall, the first-round pick.
He was a second-round pick.
But they traded back. He was the first pick,
yes.
But it was in the second round.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's some guys you can look at, but you just...
Was he the pick or Dan Cody? Who
got Dan, both of them were second-round picks.
But who got there?
They were both guys that, if I remember correctly... The Ravens traded out of the first round, mm-hmm. and they ended up being their picks.
I don't know who they traded out of first round for, but they did trade.
I'm just saying, but he was a failed pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first pick that didn't work out well.
Yeah, take the elevator, not the stairs.
Yeah,
according to you, the escalator.
You know, an escalator can never break; it just becomes stairs. It's true.
Yeah.
You guys can feel free to check it out yourself if you want.
Why is it when they work on escalators in the mall? They always, always seem to turn off the one that's going up.
Yeah.
I can walk down fine. Why do you have to do that?
Ed.
What?
Why'd you let him do that?
What?
He just completely derailed you.
No, I didn't. We're talking about escalators. We were talking about it earlier. Remember, you brought up elevators.
You're right, I did.
It's your fault.
I'm sorry. My fault. Did the Jets get better? Or was that...
Well, you asked the more important question. Do they do the right thing with these draft picks?
No, they don't.
Well, that's how you know they got better. It's like the problem I have with it is maybe they come up with an amazing draft in the next 2 years because they have 06 and 07 picks, I think, in this combination. They may kill it like they have. They've done it. But what do you have done with it?
How's the Jets' offensive line? Eh.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like you're looking at it, if you're going to go get a rookie quarterback and you're going to put him behind a line that's no good – Then what are you doing? Like, if they got five first-round picks over the next 2 years, I'd rather them use that pick each time it comes up than to take two or three of them and try to move up and go get one player. You're not one player away. You're multiple years away. And, oh, by the way, you're going to stink for the next couple of years. You'll be drafting at the top end of the draft.
Yeah, like this year.
I've given up even expecting the Jets to do anything but suck. I have. Well, I mean,
not sticking your neck out there. They've sucked for 55 years.
I've given up on it.
Yeah. What do you bet Justin Fields is a quarterback?
As theirs?
Yeah, I don't think of him as anybody's quarterback.
I mean, he's going to help him get good draft picks.
Exactly. He'll lose his way right to the top three draft picks.
Justin Fields is, in my mind, is basically what everybody thought Lamar was going to be.
Yep.
Where it's like he has to be in the perfect situation, an offense that suits him for him to have success.
How much faith do you have in Mike Elias? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, man. Where do I want to take you guys on this one? All right. We're going to talk about... people in Kentucky. I sent you guys the thing with the Kentucky Secretary of State had to let people in Kentucky know. It's really dumb. We're going to talk about Tom Brady's dog. If you guys haven't heard this story.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It is
so Tom Brady.
Crazy. Yeah. It's very just kind of like off-putting with this. And I mean, it might be something I end up thinking about doing, but I think it's going to be too expensive for me. But we've talked about weird foods that come out, and I'm going to give you one. Kraft mac and cheese has a new flavor. I don't know if you've seen it. Pretty sure you're not going to like it. Mm. I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
About potato chip flavor. We talk about that too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's start it off here. Talk about Tom Brady, if you guys missed this. I don't know if this is weird yet or if this is something I would even consider. It's got to be unbelievably expensive. But Tom Brady's dog, Junie, is a clone of his dog, Lua, who died in 2023. As the headline reads, proving not even death can defeat Tom Brady. How do you guys feel about this? Is this
cloning?
Does this make you nervous? Is it weird? Is it?
I think it's weird.
Cloning and AI.
Yeah.
Both.
They're terrifying.
Yes.
They just are.
Yes.
He revealed his current dog, Junie, again, as a clone. I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal Biosciences and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple... Oh, of course, it's going to make me click on this. Through a simple... blood draw of her family's elderly dog before she passed. Like, I love my dogs, and it scares the hell out of me that day. I hate going through Facebook and seeing somebody write, hey, my dog or my animal just passed over the rainbow bridge. Yeah,
it's
and
terrible.
We were talking about it. It's just awful, man. Again, dogs are the one thing you come home. Doesn't matter what you did that day. They're just happy to see you.
Yep.
So, hey, Noah, why don't you do the dishes? Man, what the hell is your, you know, like, you don't get that.
You smell like booze. You drinking?
Yeah. No.
They don't ask. They don't.
No, the only thing to do is stare at you blindly, like you're whenever you have food. But again, Joe, is this weird to you? The cloning of the dog for Tom Brady? Because this is next level stuff, man.
If you're cloning animals, I don't care.
Okay. I guess they're gonna start cloning them for food then.
They can clone people.
Everything we start doing, for the most part, begins with animals.
Yes. Cloning a person is hundreds of years away.
Why?
Why? Because a human is the most complex animal on the planet.
I don't know. Have you seen a platypus? Like, something weird happened there. It's the only mammal that lays eggs.
That's an abomination. That's different. That just threw parts together.
Hey, did you see that beaver and duck getting it on?
That's poisonous.
What in the hell are these things? Anyway, somebody's got to explain that one to me. All right, we'll move away from Tom Brady. How about this story that we have here? One of which is... Do you guys like new foods, like different things? You were talking about your new potato chip that you want to make, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell everybody the flavor.
My new potato chip will be gravy-flavored potato chips.
Gravy-flavored. Yeah. It's got to be better than some of the nonsense they've been putting out. But Kraft has come out with a new mac and cheese flavor. It's inspired by Thanksgiving. Would everybody like to take a guess? And I'm just telling you, every one of you is going to be wrong.
A mac and cheese flavor?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always just had mac and cheese. I didn't know mac and cheese came in different flavors.
Well they have like jalapeno.
Ranch like mac and cheese.
Yeah. Everything bagel.
Yeah. They have some different ones. But
I know this one, Jeremy. So
oh, you do?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Ed, you want to take a guess? Thanksgiving treat? That you might like.
So they have a everything bagel mac and cheese?
Yeah,
it's just bagel everything bagel seasoning mixed in with the cheese sauce.
I use that. That's on everything? Everything. I really do everything bagel seasoning.
Well, this is weird. I think it. If you think deeper, it might make a little bit more sense for people. I've never done this, but I understand it. It's apple pie flavored mac and cheese. Now, the only reason I'm saying it might make sense is I do know there are people that put a slice of American cheese on their apple pie and eat it that way. Mm-hmm. It just seems weird to me.
Why? Sweet and savory. People do a lot of that stuff.
I know, but it's just two things. It may work. Yeah. It's two things I've never put together I wouldn't think of.
Let me tell you, when they say apple pie flavored, all they really do is add cinnamon.
And cinnamon.
That's what they do.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. What do they just add
pumpkin,
cinnamon?
Anything that tastes like a pumpkin?
No.
No. It's cinnamon, nutmeg kind of spice. That's what they use.
I hate anything that has spice at the end of it. Pumpkin spice, allspice.
What about spice at the beginning of it?
Old Spice.
Would you guys try this? Apple pie flavored mac and cheese?
No.
Jason Biggs is the one pushing this too. Apparently they grabbed him, the guy from American Pie. Yeah, with the apple pie. We'll just tell your mom we ate it all. Don't do that with the mac and cheese, Jason. Don't do that. It does sound like mac and cheese sounds sometimes, right, Ed? Anyway.
It does, actually.
Kraft's apple pie flavor satisfies the flavor trend that feels both familiar and adventurous. Go ahead.
That's the sound you make when you shake the pasta in the colander.
Yeah. You know what?
What does that sound like?
Brought to you by Lion's Den.
Yeah. Any sex talk brought to you by Lion's Den. All right, let me get to this last story. I sent this to the group last night. This is so funny. So the Kentucky Secretary of State had to tweet this out last night. And this is real. I double-checked to make sure this wasn't some joke. We're getting calls about polls being closed. This is the Kentucky Secretary of State. They are closed because we do not have elections today. Kentucky votes next year. You cannot vote today in Kentucky for the mayor of New York City or the governor of Virginia. Sorry, Kentuckians.
Politics have made us dumb. Seriously. We're now stupid.
You showed up in Kentucky to vote on the mayor.
We were stupid to begin with.
Politics have made us dumb, though. Yes, I mean, you're dumber. Yes. 20 years ago, no one in Kentucky is going to think to be so serious about the mayor race in New York that they want to vote.
Is the only dumber state than Kentucky, Mississippi? And I mean that from like, don't they talk about this from the school system?
They're the poorest states, Mississippi and West Virginia.
And Kentucky. But yeah. And also, I guess that comes along with it, the less educated or least educated. Yeah. This is another one of those where it doesn't surprise you nowadays, but you're like, I just can't believe there's someone this stupid. Like, that person's vote counts as mine when they thought they could vote for the mayor of New York City in Kentucky. This is just strange, man.
Are you really surprised?
I'm not, but it's like, I'm surprised. Come on. Yeah.
I'm surprised you're surprised.
I'm surprised that you're surprised that I'm surprised. Yeah. Wait a minute. Ed, you got one?
Well, I'm just saying, at least educated state of the country, West Virginia. Number two, Mississippi. Number seven, Kentucky.
Yeah,
it's all the ones you'd expect: Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Kentucky. Yeah,
yep. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much.
By the way, we can clone now, but the failure rate is so high they don't do it. It's immoral.
Mm.
Just look that up.
There are gonna be two of me.
Oh, there should be hundreds of you.
Does it fail so much because of what Joe said? What did you say, Joe?
It's complex.
Complex. Yeah. Is that why it fails?
A lot of them, they can do it, but many of them die very early, so they feel like it's just immoral.
But like, there's not going to be another Ed Norris walking around in 20 years.
No, we're going to call him Fred. Fred Norris. Hey, with the cloning thing, Joe, like, I mean, they're saying that the animal, like, there's nothing different about the animal. Yeah. Like, you can't tell. Like, if they brought in a clone dog and didn't tell me, I couldn't tell the difference.
But it's also like, okay, you can create it, but like when they cloned Dolly the sheep, yeah, it lived and it died incredibly fast because its body decays differently than what a normal sheep would.
That just sounds like...
That was a long time ago,
awful
too.
For dog. If that's what's going to happen with the
dogs. So like, yeah, so like that's like even people that have Labradoodles, like those dogs don't live very long, and that's just a genetically modified animal.
English Bulldogs, too.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, anyway.
Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side. Our new skipper says, you know, he's asked what the wish list was for 2026 in terms of roster. He's replied, whatever Mike cooks up. Do you have as much faith in Mike Elias? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.